Closing arguments are expected to happen tomorrow in the case of Luke Lamb, a sheriff's candidate in Greene County, who's charged with felony jury tampering. First full day of testimony wrapping up in court down in Greene County Courthouse in Carrollton today. Ryan Turk's live, and he's got this report. Ryan?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Done for the day in Greene County, and let's give you some details of what happened in a long afternoon and evening in Greene County. Now, Lamb is being charged with unlawful communication with a juror, which is a Class 4 felony, for allegedly trying to get a jury member, Mark Boston, to nullify a verdict and vote not guilty and, quote, hang the jury during a Facebook conversation back in January in a Greene County court case. Appellate Prosecutor Ed Parkinson made some opening statements about the charges against Lamb and specifically the conversation he had with Boston from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on January 13th. Now, under Parkinson's belief, once selected for jury duty, there's to be no communication made with the possibility to influence that juror. Lamb's defendant, Patrick Watts, claimed that this is a new era to determine unlawful communication through Facebook and other social media platforms. And Watts highlighted that Lamb is being charged with a specific statute and that the entirety of this case centers around a conversation on a public forum. Watts went on to say that for Lamb to be found guilty, the jury must know that communication between Lamb and Boston was made with the intent to influence a juror. Now, according to Watts, he claims that Lamb didn't know when or what case Boston was serving on, and also that he used public social media only to express his opinions. Three members took the case early on this morning from law enforcement, and they were Greene County Deputy Cliff Elliott and Greenfield Chief of Police John Good, as they reviewed a conversation they had over dinner in which the Facebook conversation under trial was brought up. Good showed Elliott the conversation to spark some interest, and Elliott proceeded to contact Greene County Sheriff Rob McMillan to see if the conversation contained any information of importance. And that's where the bulk of the morning session took place. It was spent interviewing McMillan as he was on the stand. Even though Lamb is running against McMillan for the upcoming Greene County Sheriff position, McMillan said he pursued this case purely for law enforcement duties. McMillan said he was disturbed because the criminal justice system is designed for jurors to formulate an opinion on their own without influence from the outside. Now, after completing his report, McMillan sent the Facebook conversation to the state's attorney's office for review. During Watts' counter-examination, though, he emphasized there was a difference between being selected for a jury duty and being selected for a specific case. Watts says the report filed by McMillan was selected for a specific case, even though the Facebook conversation with Lamb never indicated Boston was in a specific case. Watts added that in McMillan's report, Lamb talked about nullifying a specific case to Boston. McMillan responded to that, saying, "It does not say that. It says nothing about a specific case in that conversation." Now, after a recess, things picked up in the afternoon, and Mark Boston was called to the stand multiple times, and the comments made from Lamb's Facebook discussion, he says, had no influence on him for the case he was a juror in back in January. When Boston made the original Facebook comments, quote, "Yeah, got selected for jury duty," end quote, he says he only knew it was for a specific traffic. He said he only knew it was for a traffic case and knew no specifics about the case. And Luke Lamb was the final person to take the stand this afternoon and evening. He stated that he mainly uses Facebook to voice his political opinions. And when he read Boston's initial post, Lamb assumed Boston was standing outside his mailbox receiving a letter for jury duty, not immediately involved in a case. He claims that he was not aware of the case Boston was involved with, and he didn't direct Boston to nullify a case at all. Like Jim said, closing statements and a final verdict should be ready to take place tomorrow morning in Greene County. For WLBS WEAI News, I'm Ryan Turk.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I want to talk to the Great Pumpkin.
We don't have any pumpkins.
I'm getting ready to go trick-or-treating, and I want to find the Great Pumpkin.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be one of your salesmen, because you always have something for everyone.
And don't forget, we'll bring our samples of flooring right to your home. Now, if you want to be a salesman when you get older, I'm sure I can find a job for you.
Great. Now, Trick or treat.
Don't get tricked by anyone else. For first quality carpets, first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Morgan County's newest commissioner is looking to hold on to her seat after just a few months on the job. Commissioner Ginny Fanning appeared on this morning's edition of WLDS's What's On Your Mind against her opponent, Bob Large. On the Democratic ticket, Large last ran and lost to incumbent Dick Rawlings in 2012. Fanning was named by the Morgan County Republican Party in August to replace Rawlings after his unexpected death in July. The candidates are running for the final 4 years of the six-year term. Fanning has served as the president of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce. She says she'd step down if elected to fully concentrate on the commissioner position.
I absolutely believe that the last 3 months have been very informative for me. I was able to go through the planning of the budget for 2015, so I know those line items, as well as the review of 2014, because we got ready for the audit. I've worked on some policy and procedure for one of our departments. We've had some different bid lettings, so it's been an exciting time at the courthouse, and I feel like I've learned a lot, and I believe I've contributed to getting things done.
Large recently handed over the keys to the J.B. Large & Sons business to his daughter. Being in business for 44 years is what he says qualifies him for the commissioner job.
I think that background gives me a perspective that we haven't had in the courthouse for a long time, and that is from someone who is in the construction business, who has been around it. There are a lot of construction projects in the works and that happen on a regular basis, and I speak their language. That being in business, I understand dealing with insurance, I understand dealing with employees. All of those things have primed me to be ready to do this.
On the issue of economic development in Morgan County, Fanning says she'd like to reorganize the county's Economic Development Committee.
We've not had any regional planning per se for the last few years. There's a real need for that, because in order to have that, we have to have that structure in place in order to qualify for grants and for federal projects that would be beneficial not just for Jacksonville but for all of our villages.
Fanning adds she'd like to start a municipal league convention in Morgan County. Large says he believes in small business as an economic driver in Morgan County and looks forward to the start of the Future Gem project. He adds that he wants to be involved with the city of Jacksonville when it moves forward on how to best use the Jacksonville Developmental Center. And WLDS WEAI News ran a story earlier this year stemming from complaints made by property owners in Morgan County that overassessment is an issue. Both candidates agree that there are cases where that has been an issue.
I personally have experience with that. I had some property that I believe was inconsistent with the pricing because, candidly, I've been trying to sell it. Nobody was interested at a third of the price of the assessment. I appealed to the Board of Review, and it was upheld. So, yes, it does happen, and times change. Floodplains are a real issue here, certainly in Jacksonville, and in Morgan County. That changes the value of the property. Yes, I believe there's an issue there, and I look forward to looking at these properties and sitting on the Board of Review to try to help.
Fanning says one of her goals is communication improvement so people know when the Board of Reviews takes place.
Our assessor's office has gone through and redone all the quadrants in the last 6 years, and they're starting to go through that process a second time. So hopefully that's getting things more in line where they should be. The Board of Reviews is certainly a place if a citizen feels like their taxes are incorrect, that they have been assessed incorrectly, please make sure that you come to the Board of Review. That's why we have it in January. Bring your paperwork, let us see, and that's your opportunity for a quote-unquote fair trial.
On other issues, Large says he'd like a new animal shelter in Morgan County.
The animal shelter that we have is certainly old, and the folks that are out there are trying to operate in that facility are certainly under some stress, no question about it. Mr. Howard, who ran Howard Cleaners for years, left Morgan County $385,000 in order to replace that animal shelter. I know there is some concern within the board about maintaining that facility. We budget somewhere around $150,000 a year for the animal shelter and its operation throughout the county.
Fanning says she's toured the Animal Control Center while serving as commissioner and says a new facility would be wonderful. She adds that she'd like to see the facility open during the lunch hour. Large and Fanning also talked about county infrastructure. For the full interview, visit the What's On Your Mind section of WLDS.com. The Jacksonville Area Center for Independent Living will be holding its next Knowledge is Power Cafe tomorrow afternoon. The topic of discussion will be Year 2 of the Affordable Care Act. The presenter for the event will be Larry Wewell, a certified application counselor, and navigator Lena Miller. Wewell and Miller will provide a list of important dates and where to get assistance to enroll. The meeting takes place at 15 Permack Road and runs from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. The candidates for U.S. Senate will face off in their first broadcast debate tonight. John Gregory previews things.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin has been trying to paint State Senator Jim Oberweis as a Tea Party Republican, claiming Oberweis wants to privatize Social Security and cut Medicare.
My opponent, who may sell a lot of ice cream cones, but he sure doesn't understand it when it comes to senior citizens.
While Oberweis admits he agrees with certain Tea Party ideals, like smaller government and lower taxes, he doesn't use the label.
You ask anybody, any of my colleagues in the Senate, I think they will tell you that I've been very open to listening to the views not only of Republicans, but of Democrats as well.
Oberweis had originally asked for 7 debates between himself and Durbin. Only 2 have been scheduled before Election Day. This is John Gregory.
State officials are going after Jimmy John's for allegedly skipping out on paying taxes. NWI.com reports officials say 2 of the companies owed nearly $1.5 million on corporate jets that were purchased back in 2009. Attorneys for the companies say the state applied the tax code wrong when the jets were purchased, but state officials say the planes didn't qualify for a commercial transportation exemption. Lee Enterprises reports the case has been going on for more than a year now, but it only surfaced after the Jimmy John's owner toyed with the idea of moving his headquarters out of Champaign because of high tax rates.
This is Jason Fricke from the First National Bank of Arnsville with a word about farmland loans. If you're considering an expansion to your agricultural operation, come talk to us at the First National Bank about a farmland loan. We've been partnering with farmers in West Central Illinois since 1882, so we have the experience that you need to make an expansion move successful. Give us a call or just stop by any of our locations. Rates are low and we have fixed rate financing options available. There are no prepayment penalties on most of our farmland loan programs. We can even discuss some of our other agricultural loan options for farm operating and equipment purchases. If you're ready to expand your operation, but you need help when it comes to taking that next step, now is the time to come see your Blue Diamond Ag team at the First National Bank.
First National Bank on Charles Street in Arnsville, South Main in South Jacksonville, and the corner of Massey and Morton in Jacksonville. First National Bank, Blue Diamond service from your hometown team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.